undulating waves and a glowing, long, white alabaster communal table that appeared to float across the entire north end of the dining room. On the opposite side, a pair of conical towers with spiral stairways wound their way up to twin VIP champagne bars overlooking the bustling scene below. The Aussie bouncer, standing guard, recognized Henry immediately and unclipped the purple velvet rope at the foot of the stairway. "Mr. Tong, your party's waiting," he said with an affable nod. "But the party doesn't start till I get here," Henry shot back as he fastened the top button of his blazer and bounded up the steps three at a time. Even in a VIP lounge packed with the city's bright young things, Henry's friends stood out as the brightest as they clustered along the pale pink leather banquette that wrapped around the low balcony overlooking the cacophonous scene below. Everyone had been waiting impatiently for his arrival, and it was clear they had already enjoyed a few bottles too many. "Henry, over here!" Rosina Kotung squealed as she waved her bare arms wildly.
"Finally, we've been waiting for hours," Brendan Lam slurred. "Yamu gaochoa."
"Can't believe you're still standing," Edwin Chan clapped Henry on the back.
"Filthy crook, how many mainlanders did you fuck over this time?"
Roger Gao chimed in, his face flushed bright red from doing vodka shots with the guys.
"They were Guelos. Mainlanders are getting way too good at poker," Henry said, grinning,
as he slumped down beside Roger's sister, Mary, a former Miss Hong Kong.
"I'm so knackered," Henry sighed.
He was finally feeling the effects of his marathon gambling binge. Mary gave him an assessing look and raised an eyebrow.
"How long have you been drinking?"
"Only for the past 30 or 40 hours.
Rumor has it you almost bankrupted Stanley Ho this time."
"I wish. My winnings are a day's pocket money to him," Henry chuckled, looking around the lounge.
"Where's Gabby?"
"Waiting to make her entrance, of course,"
Rosina quipped. No sooner had she uttered the words than a ravishingly pretty girl in a metallic grey Barney Cheng mini dress appeared at the top of the steps.
"Princess Gabriella has arrived," Brendan cheered. "All hail the princess."
Gabriella Song rolled her eyes and gave Brendan a playful slap on his arm.
"Champagne for everyone," Henry declared,
making eye contact with the bartender he knew so well.
"Hey, Jason, we need your best champagne tonight. What do you have?"
"How about some Louis Roederer Cristal 1988?
Jason replied merrily, mentally calculating his gratuity as he reached under the bar for the private reserve bottles. Maybe he'd even take a taxi home tonight.
"Wait, wait! Before you pop the bottle open,"
Henry yelled at the bartender as he stood on the banquette.
"My friends, I summoned all of you here today under false pretenses. You're not actually here to witness my historic win at the gaming tables of Macau. You're here to witness Henry Tong, a changed man, tonight."
"Have you finally accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?"
Roger cackled.
"No, I found the most precious flower in all the world."
Henry suddenly leapt off the banquette and landed on his knees right before Gabriella. The room went silent as everyone stared at him.
"Gabby, if I had a flower for every time I think of you, I could walk in my garden forever."
"Stop it, Henry, you're drunk,"
Gabriella said, shaking her head.
"I'm drunk on love. I'm intoxicated by you."
Fumbling into his jacket pocket, he took out a midnight blue velvet box and presented it to the stunned girl.
"Gabriella Song, I realized tonight that all the money in the world would never make me a happy man unless I can enjoy it with you. I will present your father with every last cent of my winnings tomorrow to show him how serious I am. Will you please make me the happy..."